The new feature here on CKDR, The Voice of the Ice Dogs, is a look at Vedran and GM Ice Dogs, as every week we'll take a look at what's going to be happening with your junior hockey team. And with us in studio right now, we have the captains of the team. We have Evan Pakula, Malcolm Humer, Curtis Magus, and newcomer, well, not really a newcomer, but Sam Moulin back in the Ice Dogs lineup, as well as Mike Swenson. Mike, we'll start with you here, because let's kick off this annual campaign. It's good to be out in the community, out and about, and advising the listeners what's going to be happening each and every week.
Yeah, Mike, thanks again for the opportunity to get a little more outreach for what we're doing with the team. You know, these guys are going to be here weekly, right? We'll talk about what's going on with the team. We've had a long stretch of Wednesday games, and so we want to get a little more publicity about what we're doing so we can try and, at the end game, put more butts in the seats, which in turn help us win more games.
And the Ice Dogs coming off a very busy stretch, 4 games in 5 days, but a bit of a rest. Let's start with you, Evan. After such a hectic schedule here, you get a few days off before Thunder Bay on Friday and Saturday. How big is it to have that rest and really kind of gel as a hockey team now?
Well, you know, it's really nice to kind of have a couple days off, just catch your breath for a little bit and not be so stressed about going to the rink to play a game every single day. And then you're not hurting as much when you play. So every time we go to the rink for our games after that, we're just so much more ready to go.
Malcolm, there's been a lot of new faces in, and just trying to gel with the team. Just talk about maybe how long it takes and just where you think the team is right now with that.
I think for the past couple of years I've been here, this is probably the most moves we've made come deadline here. I think it's got 3 or 4 new players here, so it's probably going to take a little while for us all to gel together, but I think it's coming together real quick, and when it does, it's going to be really special.
Curtis, talk about the mindset of this team right now, where the headset is right now.
The mindset's pretty good right now. The past couple of days, been a couple rough games for the boys, but that's never anything we're going to fall apart for. We just got to keep our heads straight and realize that we got to win with structure and not just with skill. And that's definitely going to get us where we want to be at the end of the day.
Next, we'll talk to Sam Moulin. You were a member of the Ice Dogs for a while in 2017-18. Just talk about where you went and your journey back and how good it is to be back here.
Ended up in Dauphin, Manitoba, my first year getting traded from here. And then I went to LaRonge the next season, and now I'm back here, and it's good to be back, honestly. I like the town of Dryden, and the people are amazing, so it's good to be back.
And as a 20-year-old, what does it mean to come back at a franchise that's won 2 championships in the last 3 years to maybe end your junior career with a championship?
It's good, because everybody in that room knows that that's the end goal, is to win a championship.
Is that the focus now, Curtis Magus? You're the captain. Is that the goal, trying to get everybody in the same direction, that this is now the kind of a championship run time?
100%. I think everybody realized that once we started making moves earlier in the season, that this isn't a joke this year, that we're definitely here for a reason. We're going to go the full length this year.
As we said, no home games, unfortunately, this week, but the Ice Dogs have 2 critical games in Thunder Bay. Playing in the Gardens, Malcolm, what's the key to beat the North Stars?
It's a nice big rink. It's always fun playing there. It's definitely one of the better rinks out of all the teams here in the league. So I always enjoy playing there. I think you're just going to go there and show up and lay body and just take control of the game right off the bat and keep playing a full 60. After that, should be able to win every game.
Yeah, Evan, you had coming off a 4-1 win to start 2020, and with new speed and new energy that's come in, do you think that plays into your advantage?
Oh, absolutely, especially when we go there on their bigger ice with more speed. We can just take them so much easier.
All right, and both those games will be on CKDR, a 6:30 puck drop, as you can get the broadcast live. Gentlemen, right after that, you're going to have a little fun, though, on the Sunday. Can you talk about what's happening at the center?
The center on the 26th, we're going to have a Ice Dogs meet and greet / movie night with snacks and drinks, and it's going to be $5 admission, I think, for people to come and hang out with us. Just kind of watch a movie, take pictures with us, talk, and just kind of hang out.
Great chance to meet with the fans here, guys.
Yeah, it's always fun interacting with the fans, right? Cause it's one thing to just be a team, but we got a whole community here backing us up every year, so it's always nice to get out there and just kind of show your face and introduce yourself to a couple of people out there in the town, right?
All right, it's our first installment of the Ice Dogs Insiders. Week after week, we'll take a look what's going on and off the ice. With us this week, Sam Moulin, Curtis Magus, Malcolm Humer, Evan Pakula, and Mike, do you want anything else before we let you go?
Well, you know, we just wanted to, like, if we're going to talk about the roster that we've got assembled here, I just want to talk about how excited I am about it. It's, you know, there's what I was talking to with our coach was is that the, you know, the ceiling for our team has increased substantially. So we're, you know, I was convinced before the last few weeks that we did have a team that could win a championship. Now I know we do. So the other thing is that, you know, it's one thing to have the pieces in place. It's the other thing to have a committed group. These guys are that way, and being around them for me this year has been a breath of fresh air. They remind me a lot of our teams that have won in the past. There doesn't seem to be any passengers. You know, like the guys are talking about, they are committed to seeing this thing through to the end. And that's kind of the way I'm wired. I don't really see, there is no second place, really, right? So when we failed to win championships in the past, it's been, you know, while we have had financial success off the ice or we've succeeded in the community, the end goal of winning that championship hasn't been met. So that's what our core focus is this year. And the guys we brought in to a man have all shared that vision. So, you know, I think that we have everything in place to do what the town of Dryden wants us to do, and now we need the support of the people and our fans to come out, support these guys, and see this thing through.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike. Again, Ice Dogs will be on the road Friday and Saturday against the Thunder Bay North Stars. Game time 6:30 Central on CKDR. Gentlemen, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having us.